What is going on, fantastic people of the world, the universe? It is so good to speak with all of you again. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. And so my first time listeners, welcome, welcome, welcome. And thank you for tuning in to the Chillin' with Chillis podcast. I am your host who will forever do the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, or coast to freaking coast. No matter where, no matter when, no matter how, I will always be, hopefully, one of your favorite podcasters to tune in and listen to, Chillest. I hope all of your days have been well leading up to today. Hope you've experienced nothing but positive vibes, fantastic food, and amazing people in any specific order of your choosing. And most importantly, I hope you all have a safe place to go to when the world does the most with its trials and tribulations, sponsored and brought to you by Life. I sincerely apologize for not having Saturday and Sunday locked and loaded with episodes. Two things happened over the weekend. One of them was, just equipment issues. But it wasn't my computer. My computer has been going strong, for as long as I've been recording this year so far. So, I got to give a round of applause. Thank you so much for not, just burning out on me. You are strong and resilient. And when I finally retire you, I'm going to have you spray painted in gold. And I'm just going to put computer of Chillis. Damn, I just had a whole moment of thinking about the future where it's just like whatever is highlighted, whatever is considered history down the road, like maybe 1,000 years from now, I'm just picturing, the computer. This computer is used by podcaster Chillis, who we now know as the president of the multiverse. That'd be kind of cool. Like, come on. It sounds cool. President Chillis? No? Stop? Okay, I'm sorry. I am getting off track. My headphones were acting up, so I was unable to hear myself while recording. And the second thing was, when I had time to record, it really wasn't enough time for me to get an episode off the ground. I was kind of busy, and I was investing into other things besides this podcast. I was trying to give both the same amount of time, but it was just one of those weekends where I was just like, you know what? This is the day where resting, relaxation is important and getting things done so it doesn't follow me into the next week. There was a point in time last week when I was going to have the episode pre-recorded and ready, but when I was recording, my socket caused my computer and my light to flicker and turn off. So I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to mess with it. I just found that out too. It was crazy because one night I did notice my computer was off and I just figured my computer was doing what it normally does. But no, I turned on my computer. It was running normally. I went to go plug in my phone. My light started to flicker and my computer went out. And I was like, oh, damn. Okay, so we're not using this side of the room anymore. So I had to get that checked out and fixed. But we're here. Let's speak on the present, the now, the here. Just trying to switch it up these days. Speaking of switching up, I want to take this opportunity to give my guy, my brother, Clint, a huge, huge, huge thank you and shout out for the new artwork that I have displayed for this episode and all the episodes going forward this season. We were behind the scenes, we were talking, we were chopping it up. He sent me a few images, which I'm thinking about spreading out throughout the episode. I'm definitely doing that because I want to showcase his work. He is extremely talented, and for me, I want to bring back the support system really heavy, specifically with people that I work with, because I thank them for sharing their talents with me. You know what I mean? Like, he sent them to me. It was crazy. I was at work, and I was just paying attention to my watch when it went off, and it said, Clint. 4 images. I was like, wait a minute, hold up. Now, mind you, I'm not supposed to have my phone at work, but they don't know that. So I just, quote unquote, go to the bathroom. I take my phone out and I'm like, oh. I was hyped. I was happy. Going forward, I really don't want to get too crazy with changing the artwork. At some point in time, I'm going to stick with one artwork one theme song and then just go forward from there. I think at some point, too, I might take out the theme music, too. But it's all part of me being in this creative space these days, which is funny because it's actually pertaining to something else I'm going to speak on. But I just like switching it up. I like keeping it fresh because during that break, when I don't record episodes before I, you know, come back with the new season, I'm just sitting there and I'm like, yo, what can I do to kind of revamp it, to do something different? And I use the music for the podcast as a way to express. It tells a story. Like, you are going to find it weird, but the first theme song I made, it sounded exciting. It sounded upbeat. The second theme song was more cool, calm, and collected. The third one was just more so like, we're here, we're enjoying the ride. The fourth theme was like, okay, this is what it is. I got it. I got it down pat. And this one just, to me, it just reminded me of just sitting back and reflecting. Like, I try to tell a story with these instrumentals. I can't explain it to people when I make it. I just make it, and when they hear it, they either say, hey, I like it, or it's just, wow, that's a lot of drums you're using. But it's a cool, fun experience. It's a nice hobby of mine. But I do want to stick to just one of each going down the road. But for now, I'm going to share. I just decided in my head I'm going to share all of the episodes, all of the artworks that Clint has sent me. I'm going to tag him so you all can, you know, reach out to him and network with him and get him to make artwork for you. I'm all about supporting my people. All right. Like, I had a long conversation with my girlfriend last week when this was actually the same day I was going to come home and record an episode. And I was saying that I am in this phase where when it comes to building and putting myself out there and sharing what I want to be shared out there with the world, I'm in this space where I am determined to do things the right way. And if anyone wants to join me on that journey, as long as their heads are on right, they can. Because if they decide to stop or slow down, I'm not going to focus on making sure that they follow me. Like, my game plan is this. I'm only looking forward. I'm only going to look back when I'm able to stop and say, hey, look how far we, meaning I'm not going to, let me get my words together. No, I don't need a word. I'm fine. Talking to my imaginary assistant, of course, because no one's serving me water. I am really focused this year, and I have a lot that I want to get off the ground, and there is no room for backtracking or second guessing. I am all in. So anyone who wants to be a part of that journey with me, as long as you are spearheading forward like I am and there's no hesitation in your steps, let's make the moves. My creative journey has taken an interesting turn, and it has just caused me to be inspired in the best way possible. For those of you who know me before the podcast, you know that I did music in my younger years. Wow, listen to me. I'm about to be 30, so I could say that. That counts. I used to go by the name Ives, and I'm explaining all this again because I know I explained it before on the 10th episode, but I'm explaining it now because I had left music in my rearview mirror. But there was a point in time when I recently recorded with my cousin Tommy Pierce, aka the future GOAT of his time, and you know, we did a song together called Exhausted, and that was me just writing, and I enjoyed it. But what he did in terms of a business aspect is he bought the instrumental. He sent it to me, and he was like, yo, it's out. And I'm like, wait, what? No, I knew that it was, you know, he braced me for it. But it's like I've been used to hearing a lot of things that will be done and they never are done. So to hear that it went from processing to processed to executed, it's like, oh, shoot. So I heard the song, I sent it to everybody I know, and the feedback was just amazing. Thank you all so much for showing love on the music and last week's episode and the podcast overall. Thank you all so much for supporting and just showing love towards anything that I have given you all. I have been out there creatively a lot, music, Mad Libs, and media. I just wanted to say something with an M, the three M's, but pretty much podcasting is what I'm speaking on when I say media. It's caused me to just now focus from podcasting to just, all right, if I'm going to do music, I'm going to do music. Last week, when I was talking to my girlfriend, I was telling her my whole game plan, and I was just saying that, you know, I have unfortunately invested a lot of time and energy into those who had the same enthusiasm when it came to the idea, but not the same enthusiasm when it came to executing that idea. And it's nothing, I'm not saying this in a way where it's like I'm downplaying those who were with me when they were with me, because I have no idea what was going on behind the scenes or just where they were at that time or whether or not they took me seriously. I can only speak on my experience and how I felt about all of that. And it groomed me to be someone who was like, you know what? My time is valuable and I don't want to waste it anymore. The first time I wanted to have the, you know, oh, we're all going to come up together story. You know what I mean? But now it's like, if I have to be the one to open doors and then just go through the journey of putting myself out there and what I have going on and then going back, pretty much creating time to waste, if that makes sense. Like, I don't want to waste a day walking backwards. I want to use each day to go forward and open doors for myself. And then when I come back and I interact with anyone, whoever wants to make moves, it doesn't really affect me anymore. It's just like, all right, cool. You could do what you want to do at your time, at your pace, but I don't have to wait. I wouldn't wait anyway because it's like I have my own timeline on when I want things done. Like, my mind is clear, I am focused, and I'm ready. But this isn't about me. I want to go back and talk about my cousin Tommy because he has just, I'm, bro, if you're listening to this at the 12-minute mark, I am proud of you. I love you. I am really, really, really going to do whatever I can to support you going forward. You ignited the spark in me to write music again. We wrote that song during the summer. And to me, it was just like, damn, it's so cool doing music with someone who was the same age as me when I was passionate about getting all of that stuff off the ground. Because where I am now in life, when it comes to getting involved with certain things that I used to invest in, I look at it more as like a teaching role. Like, Tommy's younger than me, so I just look at everything that I did right or wrong and I just talk to him about it. But I just wanted him to be confident and just execute whenever he was ready. Because a lot of us sometimes can get caught up in the idea that there has to be a perfect day, a perfect time. Just the moment has to be perfect in general. And it's like, no, that moment could become perfect if you put yourself out there and make that day your day to do shit. I promised myself I wasn't going to swear, but here we are. It's cool. It's whatever. But getting back to my whole point of bringing up music in the first place is that I went by the name Ives. That's I-V-E-S. For those of you who know me since I've been doing music or just have known me for a very long time, you've noticed I've spelled it that way. So what happened recently is that someone else has the name Ives. So if you see I-V-E apostrophe S, that just happens to be like what it is. I'm actually just going to ask Tommy to change it to I-V-E-S apostrophe or Eyes of Ink Minds. That way it's just, it's established. Because I looked at it and I was more hype about the song coming out that I really didn't care about the name. But now I'm just like, all right, if and when I decide to just do more music again, which I'm not going to lie to you, I'm really thinking about doing every time I hear that song Exhausted, I just decided, like, let me make sure that that looks good and be like, yo, Tommy, hey, can you change that? Being chillest when I podcast is because I feel like I'm doing like another origin story, but chillest came from a line I said in a song, which isn't available to listen to anymore. But then I added that to my podcast, I mean my social media, and then that just became my name going forward. And chilling with chillest is cool. I didn't want to be Ives when I did a podcast. I wanted to be Ives when I was doing music. That was my persona for that, and this is my persona for this. But it's all still genuine and authentic. Don't get it wrong, but I just wanted to explain that because I have a platform to explain that. I feel like at some point someone's going to ask me, yo, what's good with that name? Ives, what are you in possession of? The game. And I'm back. Oh, man. Happy, happy, happy Black History Month, too. I am black and I'm proud and I am here to celebrate all and everything black. Even though I do that outside of Black History Month as well, since this is our month, why not show the hell out? You know what I mean? I'm going to share a lot of stuff when I post the episode description on my Instagram. I'm going to tag a lot of people that I know. I'm here to celebrate black. Excuse me. Wow. Before I celebrate it, let me pronounce it. Jesus. I'm going to have to get some water to drink on the side. But no, this episode is going to be really loaded. I might go past the 40-minute mark. Or if I end up paraphrasing everything that I want to say, it might just be our usual 30. But there is a lot that I need to get off of my chest and into your ears and into your conversations, because life is going to give us a lot of recurring themes that we will either approach the same way because it works or approach differently because we have to. And when it comes to my journey of getting things off the ground and becoming established in whatever it is that I want to be established, it coincides with people's journeys of just becoming the best versions of themselves. And what both of those fields require is sacrifice of toxicity for the sake of peace of mind and a clearer vision. And because also Valentine's Day is next week, this also ties into all of that too. So this is pretty much the people episode. I'm not titling it that because I already have the title set up, but I have to say the same thing that I have been saying since I was 17 years old and maybe a little bit before that, because I understand where people come from when they do this, but for the sake of them being at peace of mind, they have to understand this, and not only understand it, but, oh man, the word slipped my head. That's crazy. That happens a lot. But they also have to apply it to their day-to-day. Sometimes we have faith in people. Sometimes we see the best in people. Sometimes we invest our time into people. And they either give us more and more of the same BS and they are holding us back, or they're already giving you reasons why you shouldn't be doing any of this, but because you see the good in others, and more importantly, because you would want someone to be patient with you, or you know how that feels, you're just like, nah, I have to. Let me tell you all this right now. Let that shit go. Let it go. Remove it from anything that is a part of your day-to-day. If you're not talking to the person anymore, if you want to block them out, remove them from social media. Block and delete. Lose their number. Lose old messages, emails, pigeon mail, whatever it is that you have. There's a thing called loving someone from a distance. Apply that to the T. I'm talking past the whole social distancing thing. Because a lot of people have these toxic ways about them that they will never, ever change. And I can't speak for them, but one of the main reasons is that they know they can keep coming back. I have heard stories that have carried over throughout every year, and it seems to have no resolution that there seems to be no plans of, like, solving that issue, because that issue can only be solved by getting rid of the person. Now, for me, I'm going to speak on myself. I had to learn that I can't be chillest with everyone. A lot of people have to get Ivan. A lot of people have to get you up front and not in depth, if that makes sense. Because it's crazy how they can just come in, affect your energy, affect your day, affect your whatever it is that you're doing, throwing you off. Have you ever had a bad day because of a person, and an even worse day because you realize you allowed a person to get to you? I know I have. And I was more mad at myself for dealing with individuals that have done nothing but hold me back, let me down, or hold me down and let themselves go forward. And me being an understanding person, i.e. Chillis, would be like, you know what, it's not a big deal. When in fact it was. When I look at my life now, I have no regrets about the decisions that I made because it led me to where I am and who I am. But when I look at it in depth, there's a lot of things where I'm just like, what the hell was wrong with me? I let a lot of things slide, and it's just like, yeah, I don't care about how people treat me, but I care about how I'm treated. Again, if that makes sense. I don't, like, you know how you know how you set boundaries for yourself, and you know what you want allowed and what you want away from you, but there seems to be a handful of people that bypass that because you always say to yourself, oh no, they're different. They're not going to do that, but they're doing it. So they get a different punishment? No, nah. These days, everyone gets the same treatment. I'm going to say this for relationships, and I think this is going to cover almost everything that I have to talk about. If someone that you see the good in is giving you everything that's bad, get the hell away from them. Keep them the hell away from you. And allow yourself to wait for something better. I hear a lot of the time that, oh, you know, it's just because of A, B, and C. I find that so crazy because it's like, if I love someone, and I do, if I love someone more than what's going on in my personal life, I will never let that affect them because they have nothing to do with that. I'm not going to have them have a bad day because I had a bad day. Love should show you how to see things from like a different perspective. Like, love should affect your movements. And I'm not even talking about romantic love. I'm talking about the word love and all of its definitions. Like, if you have a bad day, the people you love should help you maneuver through that day even better. Like, you treat people or strangers in the street the way you want to treat them, but the people you love, you should always approach differently because they're always going to be understanding. They're always going to see you in a different perspective. They'll translate a lot of stuff that you're doing and chalk it up to just, oh, it's just been a bad day. But on the other hand, a lot of us who are able to love and have so much love to give put up with a lot of bullshit, and it's like, it's not necessary. Disrespect is disrespect. Things you can't tolerate should apply to almost everything in your life. Now, a lot of people say, oh, you can't say that because, you know, stop. I can't say that because this episode is meant for when you've had enough. So if you relate to it, then you'll be like, all right, cool. But if you don't, then it's like, all right, I'm not there yet. Some people aren't ready to let go, and that's perfectly fine. But I need you all to understand, from almost every rom-com we've watched, from any romantic movie in general, from anything that talks about friendship, brotherhood, sisterhood, family, none of it ever really had what we go through for the sake of having that picture perfect moment. Some of us deal with assholes because we love them too much, or as I said in the past, and I'm so sorry, family, for listening, it might just be because of physical things that they like. I'll clean it up because my family's listening. But if you know, you know. Or they'll be like, you know what? They'll be more attached to the idea of what that person could be. And they waste seconds, minutes, hours. And it's like, let them go. They are nothing like what you thought they would be. The idea of them does not match the reality of them. And from a business aspect, the same thing. I'm not going to keep giving people chances after chances because it's like, oh, yeah, nah, we're cool. Yeah, we're cool outside of business. But when it comes to business, I expect you to come correctly, especially if you're someone that always wants to get things off the ground. It's crazy because I'm actually noticing when I speak on certain things, I do match my Aries energy because a lot of people say I'm not like a typical Aries. But if you really hear me speak on something that I'm passionate about, you'd be like, all right, yeah, he's a fire sign. That's Aries energy. Big Aries energy. I'm normally quiet about a lot of things because it's like I'm one of those people where it's a matter of you knowing what's right and wrong and you're choosing wrong. I'm not going to invest my time in explaining to you why you're wrong. I am just going to do the right thing and remove myself all the way from where you are and resume living life. I made a lot of those choices last year, and I have no problem making those choices again this year. But for the sake of us being our best selves, we're going to have to let go of people we thought had our best intentions. Or had, excuse me, had, dang, I can't find my words. This is what happens when I'm all, when I also speak passionately. I always lose my words. But this is what happens when you keep people around and it's like you want to get through to them, but they are showing you nothing can get through to me. This is who I am. It is what it is. It annoys me more with relationships because red flags will be around a person and they act colorblind. Or they'll just say, nah, this is just a test to see if I really want to be with them. No, no. Tell yourself, this is what I want everyone to do. Tell yourselves what it is you want, what's best for you. Keep it to yourself, write it down, share it if you want to, but keep those key points in mind. And think about everyone in your life that's been around since the past, present, or, you know, people that you might want to consider in the future to be a close friend or just whatever it is. Just keep the key points in mind of what you want and what you deserve and what you won't take. And apply it to every situation where you've either let things go, you've either been too harsh, or you just don't know how to deal with that person yet. I promise you, your list will be updated. When it comes to my podcasting now, I'm very selective on who it is I want to be involved with, who it is that I want to make plans with. When it comes to networking, I sometimes do things where it's like I can't remember these words. Where it's like not a hypothesis. It's going to bother me now. Well, point is, I do it to see, it's like a test. I do it to see who's really down and who's really not. Like, I'll say, okay, we could definitely collab for an episode. I'm not going to have that episode be the next episode because if it doesn't fall through, it's like, damn. So I have another episode. And I get it too. Sometimes people may talk with me and they'll be like, you know what? If he wants to do an episode, then he'll reach out. And if I don't reach out, that is on me. Of course, I'm not perfect when I say any of this. I've done any and everything you could possibly think of. I've allowed toxic people to stay in my life. I tried to see the good behind the bad, or I've seen the good behind the bad, but there was so much bad that I had to get through that I was willing to be patient and crazy. I've allowed my time and youth to go through years of just waiting to get things off the ground that just never happened. And there's been a lot of disappointment, but like I said, I'm ultimately disappointed in myself because there were signs there the entire time. I'm very attentive when I hear stories, when I watch people, when I just pay attention to specific things, and I'm like, huh. Sometimes people give you exactly who they are right then and there, and there's no exception. Some people are selfish. Some people are inconsiderate. Some people only worry about themselves. I think I said that with selfish, but some people want to put themselves ahead and then come back to help people. Some people want to use other people. There's a lot. There's so much that we need to consider. And we don't because we're good people. Meanwhile, there's good people out there that we could be linking up with, but we are too busy dealing with all of these assholes. God, that feels good to get off my chest. And none of this is pertaining to anything currently. If you all who know me personally feel like it does, then we could talk about it. But I promise you it's going to be like, no, it's not. This is all based on things from the past because everything that I'm speaking on is not anything I'm speaking on currently. Because I let every little thing go. I have become nonchalant. There's so much that used to stress me out on a daily. And it was just people. The majority of it was people. It was like what they say and do, how they move. And it's just like, I can't keep seeing the good in you when you're doing everything that's the opposite to me. And life is precious. Y'all should not be investing. We all should not be investing in toxic people because we see the good in them. If everybody else can't see what you see, well, let me not say that because that's a little on the nose because not everybody's going to act the same way as if they act with you and vice versa. If everyone who's telling you a person is toxic can't see the good that you see in them, then that's something you have to sit and think about. Some people will stick. I used to hear an old coworker of mine say this, you know, why leave the devil I do for the devil I don't? And I'm just like, why deal with the devil at all? But, you know, I got what she was saying. But some people really don't want to start all over in anything. Like, some people will keep the crews they're in because it's like, hey, look, at this point in the game, these are the closest people that I know, and I don't like starting all over. I might as well be alone. There's some people that stay in these toxic relationships where it's like, yeah, I get that they're like they're crappy, they're not faithful, they're not loyal, but they're the only ones that I know intimately. And it's like, people don't want to start over. I get all of that, but at the same time, it's like there's people who genuinely love you and pay attention, and they see you going through all this, and it's like, it's not worth it. I promise you, it's not worth it. Like, call me crazy, but when it comes to love, friendship, loyalty, family, there should be no battlefields to get to the love that you've heard about or you've witnessed. You shouldn't be fighting for love. At least not, you know, physically. At least not to the point where you're, you know, damn near exhausting yourself and you're going through moments of depression. All of you out there deserve better. All of you out there deserve the best. Nothing less. Especially those in my age group, because it's like we're at that age where we've dealt with all of it and we really should be having different a different way of dealing with things by now. Some of us still have like a high school mentality where it's just like, it doesn't make any sense anymore. It never made sense to me in high school, but you know, to each their own. And I'm not saying all this to criticize. I say this as somebody who's seen so many people who myself have been through all of this nonsense. And it's like, this is not worth it. A friend wouldn't do this to you. A brother wouldn't do this to you. A sister, a parent, a relative, a loved one. Nobody would do anything that is in the definition of toxic if they really loved you. There are such things as healthy. There are such things where there's a life where you don't have to deal with like the normal drama, the normal day to day. All of that stuff exists. People will be like, oh, well, you know, couples are going to fight or friends fight, brothers fight. Yeah, but not in the sense, not in the way that we go through it. Not where it's like based on conversations of infidelity or based on like, you know, being stabbed in the back. You can fight or disagree with words. But if it's to the point where you're saying things to each other that you would never say or if you weren't pushed to that point, that's something that has to be considered. Me, I am super passionate, and I am at this age where it's like you either do or you don't. And what that means is you either match all of the key points on my list on what a positive person in my life should be, or you don't. And everybody might say, chillas, that's a little cutthroat. But understand this. If you feel uneasy around a person, how often would you keep them around? Or would you even keep them around? Would you trust your gut, or would you be like, all right, I might just be paranoid? Because 99.9% of the time, you might be right. Now, I'm speaking very confidently on a lot of things, so I want to say all of this. This is just an opinion. This is just my idea on what I think people should do in order to be the best version of themselves. I have seen it all. I've heard it all, and it's just like sometimes it doesn't make sense to me. It makes sense to the other person. But I say this as someone that has been the Watcher. That's all my Marvel fans out there. I promise you, there are better scenarios than the ones you're putting yourselves in. I'm not going to let a person affect my day. I'm not going to let people affect my day. I'm not going to let negativity affect my positivity. I am going forward confidently, positively, and determined. None of these things that I hear about that are the definition of toxic, I will never deal with again. And we all learn from somewhere. So I speak on experience. There's a lot of situations where I dealt with, and I'm just saying to myself, your love does not match your ways, or your ways don't match your words, which are quote unquote from love. Like, some people will say, hey, I love you, and they don't treat you like how a person who loves you should treat you. You kind of feel alienated. You feel weird. You feel like you're not getting the attention that they want from you. It always feels weird. If you ever have to question somebody's words, that's usually one of the first red flags. Sometimes there's like a mutual understanding where it's like, okay, the reason why that is because of that. And there's so many factors on why you could be wrong, but there's also so many factors on why you could be right. We should be unapologetically living happily for ourselves, not dealing with shit to get to happy. That doesn't make any sense to me. I never really understood that you have to go through all of this for happiness. I can understand going through obstacles together, but not going through obstacles to get to that person and their good graces again. Some people give you walls. Some people give you themselves right away. Some people have those walls because it's like of what they had to deal with in the past. I really wanted to speak on this topic with people. I should have did that last week. I'm going to get back to it. It's not going to be a series, though, but I just want you all to do what's best for yourselves. I want you all to feel euphoria. So I want you all to be happy, healthy, safe and sound, mentally just strong and positive. I don't want y'all to deal with all of this day to day. I might do, you know, as far as short series go, I might do like a little high school series. Because most of this to me is high school. I don't tolerate disrespect, because for us to live in a world with so many ways to do things, disrespect is not one of the ways that I'm going to tolerate. If we can talk it out calmly, that's fine. If we get into an argument, yeah, that's cool. But if it gets to the point where we're insulting each other and degrading one another, nah, I'm out. I'm out. I am not a violent person. If I find myself fighting somebody physically, even if it's a heat of the moment kind of thing, I will go forward treating that person differently or just not dealing with them at all going forward. And a lot of people are going to tell me when they hear this episode, yeah, Chillis, but that's you. I've said this before in the past, but I love when people text me, because sometimes they'll text me things that I consider to be like, wow, not crazy, just read what you said to me. They look at it and they're like, oh, shoot. When they see it in front of them, it's like, damn, this is what I'm really sending a person? This is crazy. This is wild. Go forward positively. Ask yourselves, when you have time for yourself, ask yourself in private, is what I'm dealing with worth it? Are the people I'm dealing with worth it? Is everything that's connected or currently in my life worth it? Even examine the good in your life, too. Examine everything. Ask yourself, what's healthy for me? What am I willing to go through that it's not a matter of me dealing with anything toxic, but it's about, you know, it's a matter of wrong place, wrong time. A right place, wrong time. And that's all. That's all I wanted to talk about this episode. Again, huge shout outs to my guys, Clint and Tommy. Thank you so much for, again, sharing your talents, for allowing me to be a part of that showcase of your talents. It was a good week last week. It was a very good week. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the last episode. Thank you all so much for supporting me. Let me know what you all think about this episode in particular. I didn't write anything down. I'm just picking up where I left off, the energy that I had last week. And 40 minutes as promised. I also got to start talking about putting in, what do you call it? I need my green tea. I got to start punching in where the ad goes too. Like, I really want to put it in the middle of my podcasting, but everything that I spoke about in the first episode is being worked on behind the scenes. I can't give you a date, but I can say this. It's all coming soon. It's all coming soon. We're working out here. Give me a month. Well, this month, and you're all going to start seeing some new things, but it all starts with the new logo. You all be safe, be sound, keep your feet on the ground, deal with the positives, avoid the negatives. Live, love, happy, always. And I will speak to you all again this week, Saturday, if not safe day Sunday. No, Saturday for sure. I'll speak with you also. I'll speak with you also. Everyone take care. I love you all. Chillest. Out.